Welcome back once again to the Living Let Fly podcast. Hello, everybody. Long time no see. It's been so long since I've seen you all.
Ages.
I've missed your beautiful faces.
It was an extra long pee. You might want to get that checked out.
Yeah, well, you know.
To be fair, also, we're all getting about that time. You should just get that checked anyways. About that age, you know what I'm saying?
Been there for a couple of years, my friend.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, I'm getting checked out. I'm proud
of you.
Have been for 3 years. You know?
You're doing your part.
We're reaching that age where we're just so comfortable with our bodies that we're just telling anybody.
Strangers on the internet.
I just need to tell
anybody that I'm going to the doctor.
Yeah, I'm like taking some measures. I mean,
my prostate check, dude. This is a Wendy's.
I didn't say that.
You said that.
That was all insinuated. Oh, well, you're the ones who's getting me problems with it, so I figured you could fix it, you know?
Touché.
Stuff you talk to your doctor about.
Touché.
Didn't see that twist coming, did you, Wendy's?
All right, fella. All right.
Wendy's.
This is how we started it.
I don't even know. I can't.
I have one.
I can't with y'all
What's
today.
Your favorite thing to get from Wendy's?
Prostate exam.
Yeah, prostate exam, obviously.
All right, so aside from the prostate exam,
obviously,
they had this thing last year that they had for a while that was like a bourbon sauce.
Oh, that shit is the
bacon cheeseburger thing. Mm-hmm. That was the best thing Wendy's has ever done. They no longer have it, and so I'm way less interested in getting any kind of Wendy's.
They got this crap like nacho burger.
Yeah.
We talked about this before. Their gimmick sandwiches are almost always bad.
Awful.
The Asiago Ranch chicken sandwich is the one.
Sorry.
Yes. I just remembered. Yeah.
I go.
No, it's okay. It would be an episode of the Strange Table Fellows if we didn't repeat banter topics, especially about food.
Fucking doing it. We're killing it.
Hey, somebody call me out and tell me if I said the same thing last time, because I could be wrong, but in what I usually get, but the spicy chicken sandwich with a cup of chili.
Dude, okay, yeah. I used to be the Asiago chicken, and then I went to the spicy chicken now. That's probably where I've differed since the last time we talked about this.
Well, you can get any kind of chicken on any of the chicken sandwiches. You can do grilled, original, or spicy.
Hold up. Yeah, absolutely. You're telling me Asiago chicken sandwich?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What have 100%. I been doing with my life?
I assumed you were going to get up and leave the call and go to Wendy's.
You guys run Gadget for me. I'll be back in like half an hour.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Let's take a 15-minute break.
Got some business to
handle. Here's a classic STF topic. Would you shill Wendy's for a sponsorship
Wendy's? Actually.
Come on.
Wow.
But, okay.
No hesitation. No problem.
Actually, yes, because Wendy's is probably one of the most sustainable like fast food industries. Like, I actually.
Didn't they make a TTRPG?
Now, that I don't know.
Did they?
I feel like that's a Burger King thing to do.
It's not Burger King. Some fast food joint.
KFC
made a TTRPG.
I know KFC has a video game where you try and date the Colonel.
Oh, man. I love that.
Or maybe you play as the Colonel in a
dating simulator.
Wendy's Feast of Legends.
Wow. I love this. I love this.
It sounds like an additional tabletop RPG called Feast of Legends.
Sounds like we've got a STFCon game.
That's right.
I am going to run one a game. This is what we're running for the special.
Good.
I'll reach out to Wendy's.
The Wendy's RPG?
It's a 96-page rule book,
dude.
Oh, my
God.
Wow. Is it just 5e? Is it just like an adapted 5e? Is that what it is?
It looks pretty similar to that, yeah.
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 That is
all
cool.
These other people trying to publish their
that's cool.
All these other people trying to publish their third party like content struggling. You want to go with the corporate TTRPG.
Hell yes, I do. I will be the one to call Wendy's and be like, "Oh, we're gonna play your game.
Oh my gosh, dude. buffs for eating these Wendy's items.
No.
And these buffs do stat. Any cheeseburger item, get an additional +1 to your strength stat for the day.
Ow.
And no, I think the deal is like you as the player have to eat these foods and you get the buffs. I think that's what it says.
Oh, that's
like,
nonsense.
You get the stack of buffs that you want. You run out to Wendy's, place that order.
Dude, I am getting six for six and getting buffed the fuck up.
Plan this shit out in advance. Like you're gonna have a party with your friends, and the whole purpose is to play this Wendy's game. So you all go and all order Wendy's and go and set up the game and start playing and eating, and you get the buffs based on what you get.
That is fucking brilliant, honestly. So that's why they did it. Eating. Okay,
of that 97 pages.
That's what America needs.
Exactly.
Redefine gaming.
There's 50-ish pages of a campaign titled Rise from the Deep Freeze.
Dude, oh, you gotta be kidding me, dude.
All right, so that is but that's a campaign. If it's 50 pages, that's gotta be more than one shot.
Your classes are called orders. There's the Order of the Chicken.
That's where I'm at.
That looks like some sort of spellcaster. There's the Order of the Beef. That's kind of got a barbarian feel. Yeah,
where's the beef?
Order of the Sides looks like a cleric kind of deal. And let's see, order. That's three orders.
Oh, the Frosty.
They got subclasses. No. Yeah, Order of the Frosty is a subclass of Order of the Sides.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's like a ice cream cleric.
Or like a frosty mage, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a frosty mage.
I don't know. It's like my lane, man.
That's crazy.
No, I'm fully interested in cleric, this. You know?
And like, the thing is like, I kind of like heard about this, like, just kind of out in the ether, like saw people talking about it on Twitter, but I never like actually looked into it. I did not realize it was so robust. In depth,
yeah.
Like they really went for it.
I'm pretty sure Critical Role did a special
with
them
because they
play
got actually
they
sponsored.
Got paid for it.
They got sponsored by Windows. Right. So back to your question, Zach. Look, dude, fuck yeah, Critical Role be making that
Good enough for Critical Role, exactly. I guess. Who are we? Little plucky startup podcast to deny a Wendy's sponsorship. If any interns at Wendy's are listening to the show, please
hit us up.
Wendy's corporate.
Actually,
you know,
if there's any interns there at Popeyes and you want to bring out a competing
RPG. Man, I would way rather get a Popeyes sponsorship.
For real.
Dude, let's play that Popeyes RPG.
I mean, tell them to get on it and make one. Wendy's is the one doing
biscuit,
the work.
Baby. I know. They're doing it.
You got a good point there, Heath. I can't deny that. That's the reality of the situation. So we're going to try to secure the bag of the bag containing
chicken.
The 444. Oh. Yeah.
Well, no, the biggie bag. That's what it is.
You got to get the six for six. Yeah, it's the biggie bag. Then you can get
the bumpers
all six
did the biggie
can
bag.
Can we? No, they took it.
Oh, did
they do biggie bags now?
They took took bumpers out in the alley, beat the snot out of them, took the biggie bags from them.
The biggie bags are ours now. What are you going to do about it?
If we are fictionalizing if we're fictionalizing these chain restaurants, Wendy's would lose that fight. They'd get their fucking ass whipped.
On bumpers?
Bumpers is what? I'm not talking about the quality of food. I'm talking about Bumpers is way more sketch and has been on these streets way more than Wendy's has.
That's why I think Bumpers is tired. You know, Bumpers is like, I'm tired, boss. I need to go lay down. It's like geriatric at this point. And that's why Wendy's was able to do it in my head.
Wendy's just got the resources, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll call my dad.
She's a plucky redhead, you know? She's got a lot of heart. And
she's a redhead? She'll whip your
ass,
bro.
You know, like, she's clearly got, like, main character energy. Like, she's definitely going up against impossible forces and somehow coming out ahead just with her
wits. Wendy's take on Grimace?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so.
Like, from McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yeah, provided that Wendy's the main character and she, you know, has, like, plot armor and that kind of thing, then absolutely.
Yeah, but what about Could Dave Thomas
that
kind take of
negates
Grimace?
The question.
What about Redhead versus Redhead? What about Ronald v. Wendy?
Ronald is an adult man.
All right.
Wendy is
Ronald's
a small
got the
girl.
Wingspan on her, dude, all day, man.
Actually, because it's
and
based
and
off
and
of
on
Pippi
the feet,
Longstocking.
Too, because his shoes are so big.
Yeah,
he's just got like, reach. Dude, he can roundhouse kick the shit out of Wendy from like, he's got like a 10-foot reach with the shoes, I think.
Just catches her amazing. Under the chin with that big shoe and it squeaks. Was it like slow yeah. motion?
Huh? He's got like a lunge if he's using a kick attack. Mm-hmm. That's how I would describe his feet stack here.
Oh my God, this is stupid and I love it.
Sometimes you just gotta yes and it until it's logical conclusion.
Well, this is why we repeat subjects from time to time, because you never know where they're gonna like blossom each time you do it, you know?
Yeah. It's not because we just run out of shit to say.
Absolutely not.
Well, we're just willing to improvise with the few subjects we got. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
John, did you say Wendy is based on Pippi Longstockings?
That's what I understand.
Wendy was it was Dave from Wendy's
Dave
like
Thomas
daughter.
Dave
daughter.
Thomas.
Wendy Thomas.
Right, and the mascot was Pippi Longstocking, from what I remember.
No, he adopted. No? Like was. I know Dave was adopted, but did he adopt her? Regardless, it was her daughter. It was his daughter. That's like her name, Wendy, right? And she's like a redhead.
It's Wendy Thomas. I can send you a picture of her right now. Yeah.
You say was. She's still alive.
Yep.
That ought to tell you right there how badass Wendy is.
Well, here's the thing. Wendy's never cut corners in her life.
Never.
You
not
know what
once.
I'm saying?
Not once.
So I think that she's you know, she's quite resourceful.
That's
she's an intelligence-based class.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Ronnie McDee over here is just a strength-based class, I think. He's utilitarian, right? There's nothing special about it, but it'll get the job done. That's soldier all day.
Got it.
Ronald McDonald is a soldier?
I'm glad we've sorted this.
No, I don't think he's
what
soldier.
What else would he
no.
be,
I don't
dude.
Think he's
I think
strength.
He's dex-based.
I think he's dex, yeah.
Yeah.
Dex?
Yeah.
Like, operative?
Like, no, maybe like Marshall Dext. Like,
you're trying to make him a Starfinder
style.
Character? I don't know if we get
this
if
is
he's
a Starfinder
there.
Podcast, sir.
I know, man, but it's like tough to make any of those Starfinder
I thought you were
classes.
Gonna say, I know, but it's tough titties. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. If we're doing real conversion, like Wendy is a wealthy commoner, you know?
All right, well, you're really sucking all the fun out of this right now, so let's actually play some Starfinder, I guess.
Fine.
Sir, this is the Wendy's.
Sir, this is the War Razor in the flotilla just outside of Absalom Station, where you have all been ambushed, or not ambushed, actually, because of your perception check. You are now in an encounter with these... Vrasineas. Let's talk about the Vrasineas, right? What do you see as these four shambling creatures?
Oh, you're gonna show us the picture now?
I see that we are standing.
John asked for it last episode as we're leaving.
I see that we are standing on a little ship of horrors.
That was good,
I'm
Josh.
I'm really proud of
that.
You.
Can, I like Josh, that. I like that.
I do like that
You can
one.
Have a dirty 30 for that one.
Oh,
hell
yeah.
Oh, look at you, Josh. Congratulations,
I actually did a good, well a good thing.
Yeah.
Because it was like a majority consensus that it was a good joke. I feel like
if you can actually get
the whole group to be like, you know, that one was pretty good, Josh.
I mean, the thing is, it was mostly just like an observation. And I was about to just say like
that's
something little shop of horrors. And I was like, ooh.
I love
See,
that
my,
you
my humor. My
it.
Humor was successful when I wasn't trying to do a humor.
Yeah, it checks out.
Oh man.
Anyway, let's talk about the Vrasineas.
All right, let's look at these pictures. All right, They're a grassy horror.
Yeah, actually,
it's like the most. Like basically,
they're like a tree. Yeah, a tree. They've got grass growing on them. They're little spider, not little, huge spider arms are like tree trunks. They got a anglerfish set of flowers that hang down, and they got a whole bunch of mouths.
The mouths
yeah,
look
mouths
kind of leech like, except the teeth are just goblin styles, like
sharp pointed. Yeah,
they're pretty gnarly looking. If it weren't for all the teeth, it'd be kind of cute.
Yeah.
So, please get in whatever marching order you'd like without going any further forward than what you already are.
I'll stay where I'm at.
Okay. And get where you would like to be.
Yeah,
it's get some combat music
The old token shuffle.
I really appreciate that you stepped in front of me. Oh, never mind.
Token
he stepped
shuffle.
In front of you on his way to where he was going.
Morgan steps behind the captain.
Hello. I won't blow you up this time, I promise.
Oh, thank goodness. Just had a little breather.
Just don't get too close if I start to get, you know,
glowy and stuff.
Yeah, right. You know.
You two get focused. We're going to have a talk.
You have a talk with you.
Hey, Cap. Cap, I'd really, really appreciate it if you didn't blow me again.
Yes, Gadrick. Morgan, calm down.
That wasn't Morgan. That was Emily. Oh, that was Emily. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem.
I rolled such crappy initiative.
I rolled worse.
Somehow. Don't like being at the bottom of the initiative as a Solarian.
You're not.
Yeah, that does kind of suck.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you're towards the bottom.
You're
okay,
right.
Okay, let's go down the line. Initiatives, what do we get?
25.
25 for Vincent.
7.
7 for Roland.
18 for Gadrick.
18 for Gaddy Tosker. What about Tia?
16.
16 and Morgan?
4.
4. Okay, here we go. Let's get into it. Vincent, you're up first, man.
All right.
At the start of your turn, mm-hmm. Okay, you look at these Vrasineas off in the distance. And you see those violet blossoms that are on all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to make 4 will saves.
Holy Jesus.
Shit.
Oh, well, okay. Bad? We'll see ya. Let's see.
We'll save you.
I'm proud of you, Adam.
I tried.
All right, appreciate first roll, 18.
The pity. Pride there.
First roll 18. That's a success.
Alright. Second roll 19.
Also a success, clearly.
Third roll 8.
8. That's a failure.
Alright. What happens? Do I need a rolling?
Hang on. Roll the other
I'm
one.
Guessing, or?
Roll the other one too.
Oh, okay.
10.
10.
Yeah.
Also a failure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this sucks.
What malady? Vincent, does
you find yourself helplessly drawn towards these Frasineas. They're these violet blossoms are mm-hmm. so enchanting mm-hmm. that you just cannot resist.
I was right. Anglerfish
going straight towards them. So you are affected and you must use your 2 move actions each round to move directly towards the Vrasineas at full speed. You can't move in such a way that would make you lose your line of sight.
Cool. Okay. So
now here's the deal. Once you get close enough to that Vrasinea, you can offer no resistance, right?
Okay.
You have to roll these effects at the beginning of each of your turns. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, because you have saved against the top 2, you will not have to roll against those on your next turn. However, you have to use your 2 turns, your two actions, moving as close as possible to the third from the northmost Vrasinea.
Another 25.
This is where that slow and steady comes in.
Yeah, this actually
worked out for you.
You can't get to them.
Nope. So, yeah, I use my 2 move actions to move over there. And completely, like, entranced, you see Vincent's eyes just kind of glaze over. And just,
those colors, I could really use those for some coloring. I need to get a little closer and see what kind of what shades we use it is. I'll be a moment.
And he just goes over there.
Vincent!
I can't hear you.
Okay.
I'm in trance.
You immediately contradicted yourself.
I'm being rude.
All right, I get it now.
One of these Vrasineas is going to move up into melee combat range with you, Vincent. As it moves closer to you, you start to smell this sweet, sweet odor. You do have a sense of smell. Okay.
Yes, I do. I got a nose.
All right. Now, I need you to roll a fortitude save.
God,
as this sweet
damn
odor just fuck, overpowers you.
Okay, well, roll a what? Sorry, I was memeing for a second.
A fortitude save.
Okay, fortitude save. Okay.
Yeah, you're fucked here, bro.
It's a coping mechanism. Leave him alone.
I got it.
Yeah.
Got it. All right.
Laugh. He's got to think about his whole life before he gets eaten by plant monsters.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
It's all
little
life
preference there. All right, so this is going to be +2 racial bonus to saving throws against poison spells and spell-like abilities. Is that?
This is an inhaled poison effect.
That is an 11.
An 11 total?
Well, let me see toughness here real quick because
no, you're
toughness
done
doesn't
for,
do
bro.
It. Okay, all right, yeah.
My friend, Vincent, the smell is so sickly sweet that you are paralyzed for one round.
So cool. I love paralysis. I love paralysis.
We all
do. Adam, how much do I love paralysis?
It's your favorite condition.
The Vrasineia, as it moves into place, Vincent, you are enchanted and paralyzed. You can do nothing to stop this bite attack that's coming for you.
Jesus.
Bite me. Bite me, you pretty, pretty plant.
I mean, a 27 is going to hit your KAC, right?
A what?
27?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. Okay, you're going to take 13 piercing damage.
Cool. Okay.
Yikes, dude. Paralyzed for how long, did you
a
say?
A minute?
One round.
Oh, I thought
one
you said round. A minute. And I was like, dude, he's dead. He's just dead.
One round. All right, and that's the Vrasineia's turn. Gadrick, you are up. I need you to make, you can see all of these plants. I need you to make 4 will saves.
So as soon as John had to roll all 4, I went ahead and did it. So I got a 20, a 22, a 16, and a 26.
I think that deserves a fucking inspiration pre-rolling. That,
I just gave him one.
GM?
I just gave him GM? One. Who even knows? I'm going to.
I just want to say I respect the move very much, Josh. That's some pro playing right there.
You're welcome, Adam.
All of those are successful, Gadget. You may move on this turn as you see fit.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do myself a good old Gaddy trick attack, as he does, on the one that is engaged with Vincent right now. So,
okay,
let's get that trick. It's a 14 on the die for a 33.
That's a successful trick.
And then the attack roll is a 15 on the die for a 24.
That's a hit.
All right, so pistol damage, trick attack damage. That's going to be 20 damage of the piercing variety.
Okay.
And I'm going to assume that plants can't bleed. So I'm not going to...
Let me double check that.
Where did my character sheet go?
It doesn't say that.
Oh, there he is. Well, I don't know.
Plant immunities,
yeah.
Right? Mind affecting, paralysis, poison, polymorph, sleep, stun.
All right, well, bleeding shot.
Okay. So, what's that going to do?
Debilitating trick flick to your target with an amount of bleed damage equal to my operative level. So, that's going to be bleed 6 on the one.
Okay.
Right there.
On this one.
Next to Vincent.
All right, so it takes 20 damage.
Yep. Then, beginning of his next turn, it will take 6.
6 bleed. Okay. Very good turn. Way to shake it off, Gadrick.
Tia, you're up. What are you and Mantis going to do? You see Vincent being bitten by this plant. However, before you can react, you find these violet blossoms quite alluring as well.
Okay, that's four will saves. The way you started, I was like, am I out of the range or something? Okay, 25, first fortitude roll.
Success.
All right. Oh, God, I'm scared to death. We just rested. I'm not going to test well. I'm going to do communalism for this second one.
Okay.
And roll it twice.
Roll it twice?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so... Okay, 20.
Success.
Nice. Okay.
Third one.
I've only got four resolve left. I'm going to use a resolve and do it again.
Okay.
Okay, 21.
Success.
All right. Three. I'm so torn. I don't want to spend all my resolve, but I want to guarantee. I don't care. Somebody's got to get immune to all them shits, and I'm in a unique position that I can try to do it. So I'm going to spend another resolve, go down to two resolve.
Okay.
To hopefully not get affected by these things. All right, 19.
Success.
Oh, thank God.
You are immune to all four.
Let's go.
All four of the Veracinae's alluring gazes there.
Nice. That's awesome. I mean, look, as long as I don't die, that's resolve well spent, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I am going to give Mantis master control, because she's immune to this shit as a robot, I'm sure.
Mind-affecting effects, right?
Yeah, doesn't have a mind.
Let's see.
Or a sense of smell.
Yeah, right. So, yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm master control Mantis, so it can move up and shoot at the one nearest Vincent.
Okay.
I don't want to get in everybody's line of sight. Okay. Moves. And shoots. That is a 20. Does a 20 hit EAC?
A 20 does hit EAC, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, that's 13 damage. 13 fire damage.
13
to
fire
a plant damage. Creature.
I don't see anything on this sheet that says that it's weak to fire.
Well, it should be.
I agree.
We're not going by Pokemon rules, damn it, all right?
But I don't see anything that specifies that, so... Well,
that sucks.
Is that an innate plant?
No, it would be on the
sheet. No, yeah, it would be a weakness.
Yeah, don't see it.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't see it.
That's doo-doo, but okay,
total
good
damage. Total 13, damage?
13.
13 total damage. I like that very much.
Which is, that's max damage for Mantis's gun.
Very good, very good. Okay.
And then...
Good hit, Mantis?
Do I have a shot from this far?
Are you in range?
What is my range? I'm usually closer than this.
You can take a penalty.
Oh, 80 feet. Yeah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A 19?
19's a hit.
Okay. For 4 acid damage. Acid okay. And piercing. So it would be 2 acid, 2 2 piercing.
Okay. That's good. We like it. That's all your actions, right?
Can I use a life science? That's free.
You can use a life science, okay. Sure. Yeah,
let's try to learn something about these
monsters. Do a
knowledge
check on these things.
Well, that's a natural 1 for a 10, so I'll try again next time.
Okay. All right, another Veracinae is going to move up, shamble up. It's got 10 feet of reach also.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 10 feet of reach. It's going to attempt to bite Vincent.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Oh, 26.
Yeah, right,
That's going to hit, huh?
So excited.
Oof. Oh, God, dude. 14 damage.
Ooh.
14 damage.
That is chipping away.
Dude. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dude. These things are hitting hard.
Yep.
All
and
right.
We have another Veracinae. It's going to move up through... friendly squares
uh-huh.
to get around you.
Doesn't that trigger an attack of opportunity.
It does provoke, but you are fascinated by that creature.
So paralyzed.
Oh, paralyzed.
I already forgot about the paralysis.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't go away if
unfortunately.
So, here we go. Another bite coming at you. Ooh. That's a 19.
19. Yep.
Yeah. That hits?
Yes.
Sheesh, bro. Okay, 11 damage.
I mean, what can I say? Vincent's a snack, all right? So,
this is true.
All right.
Not to be literally true.
Brassinea's turn. Roland, I need you to make 4 will saves.
Well, I took Josh's.
Okay.
Not advice, but whatever. I took his lead. Mm-hmm. And I rolled 4. And yeah, it turns out me like looking back and talking to Morgan has caused me to be distracted, so when I turn around and see these things, I'm enamored because I failed my first will save with an 11. Mm-hmm. I failed my second will save with a 13, but I did pass with 25 and 19 to follow that up. So which two am I drawn to?
You would be drawn to this Frasinea, the most northerly, and then the one that's also like flanking with, you know, on the other side of Vincent.
So how do I decide which one I go to? Probably the one I failed first.
Yeah, the one that you failed first. So this one, the northmost one, is the one that you're going to be having to spend both of your actions moving directly towards.
And then just stop when I get up on them?
Stop when you get up on them. However, when you move into this, I need you to make...
Well, you also get opportunity attack on me.
Oh, yeah, because they have reach.
That one's, well, and that one has gone already.
So I'm going to take one opportunity attack for sure. That's a dirty 20.
That will hit.
That'll hit?
No, it will not.
It will not hit. Okay. So it misses that. However, I need you to make 3 fortitude saves.
3?
Yes, as all of these sickly sweet scents fill your big canine nostrils.
Dang, what's the rage on that? That's around, fucking sucks.
It's several feet, my friend.
Wow, must be. At least
literally
several.
Dozens of inches.
All right, here we go. First fortitude save, 21.
Success. You are immune to that scent.
Natural 20.
Success. Immune to the second one.
Nice. Got it. You got it. Oh man.
You failed that one.
With a 7.
With a 7 and will be paralyzed for 1 round.
I don't like this at all.
This is bad, y'all. Bad. Okay. Can I go ahead and attune? Go ahead and attune.
Can you do that? Is that? It's a free action, isn't it?
It's a free action.
And then I guess I can't stop you.
It's a free action.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you can.
Photon.
Another Vrasinea.
It ain't got to. It could go home. I'm just saying.
Are you immune to those fortitude saves after you save once?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Okay. It's just the early part of the fight's going to be rough when you fail.
Yep.
But see, it can move through your square if you don't react, right? I want to say that it can't move through your square?
No.
Okay.
The only way would be to try to move past Vincent since he's...
But you could try to tumble through it, and given that I'm paralyzed, it's an almost guaranteed success on that.
Oh,
it just like you would just be moving half speed.
Yeah. Tumble of an athletics?
No, acrobatics.
Acrobatics. So that's a flat check then. Rolled a 17 on the die.
If you have a dexterity bonus, you can add that to it.
Okay. I do. And I did. That's a dirty 20. I think that.
Okay, I think that'll do it.
Is half your movement enough to not end? Okay.
Well, the DC is 15 plus 1.5 the opponent's CR. That's 20 plus 1.5 opponent's CR. If you're trying to move through the space, it's 15 plus 1.5 opponent's CR. If you're going through threatened area. So, Zach, I don't think you get it.
I don't get it, but how can I stop?
So what happens is if you fail,
I'll be squeezing.
You provoke attacks of opportunity as normal,
but you're paralyzed.
Right.
So, is there any issue with me moving?
You stop moving adjacent to your opponent and provoke an attack of opportunity, but I think because I cannot... I think that's good where you're at, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're swarming and surrounding you guys.
Well, yeah. but he can't go through your square if he doesn't succeed, right?
He can squeeze, I guess.
It just says it says if you fail, you stop moving adjacent to your opponent. So, yeah, I don't guess you can because you would stop before. It says that before the provoke attack.
He'll be squeezing in these squares then, I suppose. There's nothing else. I mean, because he can't stay in his or in its ally's square, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's forced to be squeezing against the wall here. Okay. That's the only way I know to resolve this. Because they're moving, right?
Right.
But we're depending on tumbling through your square.
And you have the entangled condition while squeezing.
Okay. Got it. Okay. It all does. Right. That's both of its movements, though, right, to do that. So, at its turn, Morgan, you're up.
All right. Morgan sees all of this shit going down, and it's...
I need you to first roll for... Will says.
I rolled them preemptively and wrote them down. Mm-hmm. The first one was a 28. Second
success.
Second is a 23.
Nice.
Third is a 17.
Come on.
Success.
Okay. Oh, last is a 24. Fuck yes.
Oh, fucking right. All right.
Okay. Also a success.
Thank
yes.
God. All right. So to set the scene here, the map that we're on, is where all of the monsters are, is kind of a pinched hallway sort of area. And Morgan's going to try and use that to their advantage. I don't know that I can draw on this map, but I'm going to... Can you see my measuring stick?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then this is where Morgan is going to take a deep breath, and as they exhale, they throw their arms up in the air. And you see this fine mist start to billow around all of the monsters. And it gets thicker and thicker and hotter as they cast Wall of Steam.
Oh, okay. Tell me about Wall of Steam.
Wall of Steam essentially does fire damage. It functions as a wall of fog, except you can select one side of the wall to give off searing steam. Creatures within 5 feet of it take 2d4 fire, and those beyond 5 but within 10 feet take 1d4. But 3 of these creatures... Actually, no, I'm going to be able to move. So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that you can't, like, make turns, right? Does it have to be a straight line?
It says a 20-foot long per level or a ring.
Mm-hmm.
With a radius of up to 5 feet, 2 levels, either form up to 20 feet high. So,
I don't.
Billowing wall of dense mist forms, because this is wall of fog, mm-hmm. which I'm reading. Mm-hmm. I think as long as it's contingent line, yeah. or consistent yeah. line, rather.
Okay.
So, I have 120 feet worth of wall to put up, but they are just going to, from the northern. Resinea down, and I'm going to be casting it on top of all of these creatures.
So you're making like a little horseshoe type
kind
thing?
Of, yeah. Like a little, there we go. That's it.
Is that as long as you want to make it?
I mean,
I think so.
Because this is pretty much the only time that it's going to work is just getting off this initial one.
Okay.
And if you cast it on top of a creature, it deals 3d4. So each of these are going to get 3d4 of damage.
Okay. I like it.
Well, that's neat.
I like it.
That's cool.
All right. So what do we...
No saving
there's
throw.
There's no saving either. Throw.
No saving
It's just throw. Instantaneously.
Yep.
It's boom.
Do you roll the damage one time and apply it to all of them? I'm assuming, right?
I guess.
Yes.
Because it's a single cast, right? All right. So roll your damage.
Oh, that's pretty good. 10. 10 fire damage. 10
damage across the board.
Okay. Dude, that's sick. You just did 40 damage.
It's a level 2 spell, but it's... I can't...
They are also concealed.
Yes, exactly. Yes, they are concealed. I know that's a meh, but... something.
Let me ask you this. You could put the concealment on our side of the wall and the fire on their side of the wall so that we're concealed.
Can you?
Yeah. Is that how that works?
It says creatures and objects, a building wall, creatures and objects on one side of the wall will have concealment from creatures on the opposite side of the wall. And then it doesn't say that the fire has to be on the same side.
I'm a fan of not having the explicitness. I think I should be able to put it where I want to.
Well, it's because the damage is not pointing in a direction. It says creatures. I thought that's what you were just saying. It wasn't. Now I'm confused.
No. So
it doesn't.
Go ahead. It spells functions as well as fog, except you can select one side of the wall to give off searing steam. So you pick a wall, the side of the wall that gives off the steam. So only one side of the wall does damage. The same thing is with wall of fog, is you can pick one side of the wall to give concealment. I don't see any reason why those have to be the same.
What if it doesn't do what wall of fog does? It does what wall of steam does.
It functions as will wall of fog.
That's what's in the...
The only difference is it adds a damaging fire steam to one side. It
specifically says adds a damaging firing steam. Not except it has, instead of concealment.
Hold on. I'll close the spell.
It says this spell functions as wall of fog, except you can select one side of the wall to give off searing steam.
Instead of give off concealment.
It doesn't say that. It just means it's the same as wall of fog, with the exception that you can add one... It doesn't say to replace anything. It's just saying it's like wall of fog, except it does this too.
Regardless, it gets concealment and the damage. The question is, can I determine what side the concealment goes on, or does it have to go on the same side as the damage?
I would think, just logically speaking, and I know that doesn't really work in tabletop role-playing games very often, but logically speaking, if it's got concealment, it doesn't matter which side you're on. If you're on a side attacking something on the opposite side, it's concealed, regardless of which side of it you're on.
Well, no,
it's like a two-way mirror. Specifically not that. Or one-way mirror, rather.
To me, I think, okay, I personally think that you cannot do both effects, nor can you select both effects on opposite sides. That's what I personally believe.
I will go with the last part of that, but the first part, it has concealment. Like, in the text. It has.
There's no reason to include wall of fog in the text if you don't get the benefits of wall of fog.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would just say you create a wall of fire. Yeah. You know, and like if that's
it was
the
removing
concealment,
it would say explicitly, like, in place of concealment, you have damage.
Like I said, I think it's this way. I'm gonna go with your way because I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I'll take it.
So you get concealment, they get burned. Congratulations. Let's keep
we
it pushing.
We fucking did it.
Nice.
That your turn, Morgan?
Morgan is going to step over to be behind Gadrick, just because. That's my turn.
Vincent, you rolled. I need you to make some saves, man. I need you
I
to make.
I did. I rolled two rolls, right? Because
nice.
Because you saved on the other two the first time, right?
So I got an 8 and a 9.
Oh no!
You are still fascinated.
I'm still fascinated.
I also need you to roll fortitude saves too.
All right, fortitude saves coming up.
No, never mind.
How many does he have to roll?
How many did you? You only rolled against one, I believe, last time.
And he failed it, so
and
he's got to roll
failed
all
it,
four.
But I think...
Well, I failed against two last time.
You only had to roll one.
I'm thinking of will save. My
bad.
Okay. I need you to roll three.
All right. Okay, first one is a 23.
Success.
Second one, 25. All right, let's keep
also
that train
success.
Going. Next one, 21. Wow.
Success.
All right.
Nice.
Okay, so you are not paralyzed, but you are fascinated and have to spend, or not fascinated, but you are compelled, I guess, to move as close as you can, to spend all of your actions moving as close as you can. So you will have to move up one forward square, which is going to provoke
yes, it will.
Three attacks of opportunity.
Two.
Because I'm not moving out of a... Well, no. Because it's a large creature. That's three,
they
isn't it?
They have 10-foot reach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quick question. Christmas. What is this that he now has? Like, what is this condition? Is it fascinated?
Let me...
Yeah, because it's some sort of compulsion. It's a mind-affecting effect.
It's a supernatural mind-affecting effect.
Okay.
Supernatural.
It's not a condition. Fashion. It's just the result.
It's not a condition. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how to help you, baby. I don't know.
First attack.
Oh, no. I appreciate it. I really do.
First attack's at 18 mm-hmm. against KAC.
18. Yep.
That hits?
Yep, it does.
Going to do 12 damage.
All right. 12.
Second attack.
Shit.
Is a 17 against KAC.
Meets beats.
Wait, are you really... You got to do concealment checks.
I do have to do concealment checks.
That's true.
That's 20% mischance, is it not?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to add that 12 back from the first attack.
First, okay? All right. If I miss this concealment,
mm-hmm.
32.
Okay. You're good.
So you take that
damage. Yeah, I do. Yep, so you will take that damage. Second attack was a 17. Mm-hmm. That does meet, but I got to roll.
Right.
87.
Okay.
I believe that hit.
That does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another 12 damage.
All right. Still on my stamina, but only 4 points of stamina.
Final attack. 16 against KAC.
No, get out of here.
That. Right. That's a miss. Okay, so that's the three there. You can only use your actions for this, Vincent. You know?
Yeah, for moving. So, that, I can't do anything. So, yeah.
Yep, so that's it. I'm sorry, brother.
No,
this Rasenea right here
is bleeding.
He's going to take 6 bleed damage.
Yep.
And dies.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Right. Yes. Low HP. That's good. That's
Thank
good.
God.
News.
Hold up, okay. Because I got a thing. Invigorating Strike. Once per round, when one of your attacks, does this count as an attack or is it just a lingering effect?
It's not an attack.
It's not an attack.
All right, whatever. I'm at full stamina anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Let me see if my victory cry could do that.
Can you do victory cry when you are...
I mean, I have... It's a reaction.
Can you react while paralyzed? Are you still paralyzed?
All right, I am paralyzed. No. Yeah, probably not, then. No. Okay, never mind.
Gadrick, it's up to you.
Well, Gadrick is going to... Ooh, which one? I wish we had the module on here to where I could see how healthy they are. Gadrick takes a quick look at all three, and which one looks like it's hurt the most? Just on a quick glance.
They all look
about the
equally
same.
Equally as hurt.
Okay.
Like they all took about 10 points of damage. Okay.
I'm going to attack the one farthest south.
Okay. Farthest south. Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead and let's get the trick.
So let's
50 feet away.
See, it's a 16 on the trick die for 35. And then the attack
That's definitely a
roll
success.
Is a 22.
That's definitely a hit.
I'm doing the exact same thing as I did before then with the bleed.
Yeah.
So that's going to be 24 points of damage plus bleed 6.
24 points of damage.
And Gadrick's just going to stay where he is.
Hell
and that's
yeah.
6 points of bleed, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Good turn, Gadrick. Tia, you are up.
Okay.
Did you... You were... You were
I saved
you,
against
you,
everything.
You saved on all of you. Use the communalism. Of, yes, absolutely. Okay.
Okay. You. The first thing I'm going to do is have Hestia... I am going to give Mantis master control to give Mantis 2 attacks. But Hestia is going to... use covering fire, and because we took a 10-minute rest before we did all this, I will be able to use helpful telepath. So, if I succeed at my covering fire, the next enemy to attack Vincent will have to roll basically with disadvantage.
Okay, and that's like a
15 flat 15
on a flat check, right?
Okay, 16.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. All right, so Mantis's attack.
It's not a flat check. It's a 15. You have to beat with the weapon you would be firing.
With your weapon. Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
And then Mantis is going to full attack. I'm going to shoot this one to the south, and if I kill it, I'm going to shoot the one in front of Vincent.
Otherwise, you're going to shoot it again.
Yes, exactly.
I got you.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's get that attack. -4.
Yep, it is. Okay. 14 on the first one.
Is a miss.
Miss, okay. And a natural 20 on the second
natural
shot.
Natural 20, let's sir. Go. Let's get it. Very good. Go. That is obviously a successful critical hit. Let's get double damage on that.
Okay. That's going to be a total of 18 fire damage.
With 17 HP remaining, your foe has fallen.
Let's go.
Nice, nice, nice.
I'm trying to save you, my friend, even if you are under compulsion.
Quit killing the plants.
All right, this Frastinea is going to full attack Vincent.
Don't forget about the concealments.
With two concealment checks, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, that is going to hit. It's a dirty 20.
Yeah.
That's going to hit. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get the concealment check. 64 on the concealment.
Yeah. All right.
Coming at you with 11 damage.
All right, so let's see.
All right. Wait, all right. I didn't reduce that attack by 4, dude. 20 minus 4, 16.
Yay! Okay.
That's a miss.
That's a miss. Yeah, that's that is a miss. Yep. Okay, take that 11 damage back.
And it would have been with disadvantage anyways. You would have had to roll two
it
twice and take
disadvantage.
The lower.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, so that good calling me on that, man.
Hell yeah.
That's definitely a miss. That's absolutely a miss, first attack. Second attack is like a 15 is also a miss, right?
Yes.
Woo!
Okay. There we all go. Right. It misses. Good stuff. That's
hell yeah.
Its turn.
Hell yeah.
Captain.
Okay, here's,
I need you to roll first.
Before we do my turn, I have a point of order.
Okay.
It might overcomplicate things, and it might not matter because it looks like these things are going down quick. But Vincent should not have been able to move closer because he was paralyzed on that turn.
Oh,
and
shit.
As such, would not have taken any of those opportunity attacks.
Oh.
Wow.
Which is, I also am paralyzed, cannot move.
Cannot move forward. You are absolutely correct. I don't remember. It was like 12 and...
I don't remember what it was. I'm willing to just say like...
It was 12 and a miss, because the last one was a 16. Yes,
I thought that. Right, that so take right. 24 back. Okay.
All
right. Take 24 back. You're 100% right.
That's a good call.
Hey, thank you.
Save the baby.
So I'm going to at least see if I save against this...
Yeah, you gotta.
I mean, I'm paralyzed, so I can't do anything.
What?
But I'm gonna try to save against the compulsion effect of the one that's still alive.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 18. Good
success.
There.
Success.
Do I have to roll the fortitude save again, or I'm good?
I think you do have to roll a fortitude save again. Yeah.
Even though I've been exposed to him.
I thought you said earlier.
Yeah, you gotta roll
it
every turn.
Well, why didn't John have to roll his?
Oh, I thought you said that they were immune after that, or was that for the
will? Yeah, if you succeed on the first time.
That may have been for the will save.
If you succeed on the first time, once you successfully save against this effect, it's immune to the same ones for 24 hours. It says any living creature that with a sense of smell that enters or starts its turn in this area effect must succeed.
What it comes down to is... The one that I failed against, is it dead? Because I did save against.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last one that I had to roll against.
It was the last one that you had to roll against?
Uh-huh.
So it would have been that one down there? The further...
Well, no, it would have been while they were up here.
Oh, because it was three. So it's this one is still alive then.
Okay.
Still alive, the one that's right in front of... That's been eating up Vincent. Okay, trying to, actually.
So that is a 21, so will not be paralyzed next turn.
Next turn will not be paralyzed.
So that's my turn.
Okay, another Vrastinea is going to stop squeezing, right? Just move up 5 feet and will bite you, Roland.
Okay, at least I'm not paralyzed. So
all right, so that is a 21 to hit.
That meets beats.
Concealment.
Okay, let's go for the concealment roll. 93 on the concealment roll. That's going to get it. All
right.
Ooh, okay. So you're going to take 10 damage, 10 piercing damage.
Cool. Not so bad.
Okay, and that is its turn.
Morgan.
Firstly, I would love for them to take damage. I guess, yeah, they're both still in the wall. So, yes, I would love it if they took damage, personally. The question is, are
they're going to take the 2d4.
The 2d4, okay.
Okay.
So that is going to be 6 fire damage.
6 fire damage. They'll take it.
Okay. And I was hoping one died, but that doesn't seem to be the case. So.
That is not the case, unfortunately, no.
Yeah, I mean, but she's still...
Are you concentrating on the spell or something, or what?
Yeah, she'd still be able to do the whole turn.
Oh, that's what I thought, yeah. I mean, I just didn't know if, it required you to
concentration whatever. Isn't much of a thing in Starfinder that's other true. Than if it's, it really comes down to attacks of opportunity.
How long does the effect last?
While you're concentrating, plus one round.
So after this round, it's over?
No, if she does another spell with concentration.
Yeah, I planned on stopping this spell because I'm going to be doing... Force disc, so that's another spell. Right, well, it doesn't require.
Yeah, it's not a concentration spell, so it's you're good. You can cast. You can keep it.
Also, it's concentration plus one round per level.
Oh, so yeah, you could drop it and it'll be up for another 7 rounds anyway.
Yeah. So
okay.
I'm going to do a hurl force disc. Ooh, no, I'm not. That's a 2 on the die.
For a total of what?
Probably not. Like 7.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
It's not going to get there with a 2.
It's not going to get there with a 2.
I appreciate you trying to give me an option.
You know.
The benevolence. Gosh. It just oozes out of you.
Did that Veracinea that attacked me, did it take its bleed damage?
Oh. It died.
Oh.
Yeah, the bleeding ones are dead.
Yeah, both the bleeding ones are dead. Yeah. This one's not bleeding.
I am going to move to be kind of northeast of Gadrick, just so that I... And as I do, I pull out my gun. That's my turn.
All right. Vincent, I need you to make some will saves.
All right.
I think only against the southern one. I think you actually succeeded against the northern one already.
Yeah, so I rolled a 26.
Nice, there you go.
Okay, 26 is a success. You do save. You are not compelled. I need you to make 2 fortitude saves.
All right. 25.
Success.
28.
Another success.
Nice. All right.
Congratulations. Now,
one thing, point of order, since we had to go back on some things, I also have to move back to my original spot because I was paralyzed.
True.
Remember? Okay.
True.
So I was just 5 feet away. That's
just 5 feet back. It won't provoke anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you still paralyzed this turn, or are you unparalyzed next turn?
I'm not sure how that works.
I think he's already unparalyzed. He's tap dancing.
My God, this is going to take forever if we don't. Vincent, what are you doing on your turn, man?
Okay, so, Vincent is going to line up a shot.
He's paralyzed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's the question. All right, Vincent, we'll see you next turn, bucko. Yep. Gadrick, you're up.
All right.
You know what Gadrick's doing. I'm just going to go ahead and start rolling stuff. I'm going to go ahead and roll this, assuming that passed. And then I'm just going to go ahead and roll damage, too, because both...
Why don't you tell our listeners
They know what I'm doing.
But they don't know what you numbers, rolled.
Josh. Yeah.
I'm going to lay that your all trick out attack. At the end. I'm
you rolled a 26 on the trick, which is successful trick. You rolled a 26 on the attack, which is successful attack. How much damage do you deal?
I deal 22.
22 shooting points of damage one. To which? The northern one. Very good. And you're opposing bleed, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Very good. Excellent turn, Gadrick. You blast the fuck out of this thing. Tia, you are up.
Okay. So, Vincent's not in nearly as bad shape as we initially thought because we had to retcon some stuff, right? No. Okay, cool. I'm going to have... Mantis is going to... not Mantis, excuse me. Hestia is going to use Harrying Fire to buff her own pet, basically. So I'm going to put Harrying Fire on the south remaining plant monster.
Okay.
And so that will be... whelps. A wasted natural 20, although that does make it succeed, but that's not going to give you any damage or anything. So
Herring Fire, next person that hits gets to roll advantage.
The next person to attack the southern of the monsters will, their first attack will get advantage, which is going to be Mantis.
Be Mantis, absolutely.
Who's
going to
do a full attack.
Sure. So roll minus 4 times 2. Take the high.
Okay, a 10 on the first one.
That's a fail.
And a 15 on the second one.
It's also a fail. That's the advantage on the first attack, right?
Yes.
So the highest was a 15.
The highest was a 15, yes. 15
is a failure.
Damn, I tried.
Yep.
So close.
Second attack. Okay. And a minus 4.
Which one are you attacking?
The southern one.
Oh, too bad.
I figured.
I do have coordinated shot, just for future reference.
You have what?
Coordinated shot.
Oh, okay.
Just for future reference. It's all word. Good.
Okay, so 17. No. 18.
That's a hit.
Okay, good deal.
Nice, there we go.
Against EAC?
Against
KAC.
EAC, fire damage.
Very good. That's a hit.
Let's get some damage. Knowing that it hits both ACs of the 18.
I just wanted to clarify. 17.
I know. I'm just teasing.
All right. 12 fire damage to the southern of the two.
There you go.
Very good.
And that's my whole turn.
Okay. That's a good turn. I like it. Southern Vrasinea is just going to full attack Vincent, but at first it's going to take some damage. Or is it? No, it's on.
No, that happens
on
Morgan's turn.
Morgan's turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to take damage, you totally can.
I don't.
We can
though.
Do it. No.
I don't. Mm. Full attack though at a minus 4.
Shucks.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's gonna hit anyway with Vincent's low AC. Yeah, it's a 22 to hit. That hits.
Concealment.
Let's get the concealment. Yep. I got you. 48. 48.
Yeah.
Beats the concealment.
What's the damage?
It is 15 damage.
All right.
Second attack, natural 1.
Yay. Oh, nice.
Okay,
we'll see ya. Roland, you are up. I guess you are unparalyzed. Mm-hmm. You have succeeded your saves.
I'm good.
You can go to town. Let's see you do something, sir.
Right, watch me just whiff it.
Please don't.
All right, here's what I want to do, I think. They're both looking pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
You know what? I am. I'm going to say it. They look pretty bad.
Going to will it into existence.
Thank you. That makes me feel good. I got to say that.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say it. I don't care that you broke your arm.
He's just going to come out of it, just like be like, and like flare up in his full purple coat of flames, his corona, take a step. I mean, I'll probably provoke, but I don't care. I'm going to get a little bit away from the fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to provoke both of them because they're...
Yeah, and I'm going to take some fire damage. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
They will have concealment on the attacks, though, right?
From moving...
No, because the fog
leaving the threatened square is where they attack.
Because you're leaving the threatened square. That's the threatened square.
Oh, yeah, because they got the reach.
The square they're attacking
it
has concealment.
Right. Yep. So,
correct, yes.
I want to make sure that we
get you
whatever we can. That's going to motherfucking hit with a 27.
What about conceal?
I got to roll that die.
Well, I got to get to
well,
it.
Then I ain't going to motherfucking hit
to
it.
71.
Right,
okay,
okay,
that one
okay,
hits.
Okay.
Okay, 14 damage on the first one.
Uh-huh.
Right. Second attack.
What type of damage?
It's piercing.
Got it.
Second attack is also going to hit with a 28.
Maybe.
Maybe. Depends on this concealment roll.
You're going to get a 5.
82. God. 82 on the concealment roll.
A single one, dude.
No, he's missed one, I think.
15 more damage coming at you.
Jeez Louise.
Okay.
All right, and you're going to take 2d4.
3d4, because I moved through the
3d4 fire damage.
I rolled it.
Eight fire damage. Okay.
Not so bad.
And Morgan calls out, say, "Oh, no, it's just like you, what you did to me."
I do it to myself. Okay, so I'm out of stamina in my HP, but I do now have this corona on me. And because I'm attuned, it will any... I don't know if I want to tell you this, but I feel like that they wouldn't move. I trust you not to meta this, Zach.
Okay.
Any creature that starts its... Well, you can't do anything about it because you got to start your turn. Mm-hmm. Starts your turn adjacent to me while the corona is in effect, takes fire damage equal to half my Solarian level. And if you hit me, you'll take some fire damage as well.
Okay. Very good. I like that.
So you did just hit me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I did the corona, and you hit me.
Yep. That's how twice, that works. Right?
Indeed. Right?
So you're gonna each one of these is gonna take a separate 2d6 roll of damage. The first one takes 9 points of fire damage.
Okay.
The bottom one takes 9 points of damage. Okay. And you just see him, like, snarling, covered in, like, just a cloak of purple flames.
Ooh, cool. I like it.
That's some. I love that you keep describing it as a cloak, because I'm just imagining Prince in a flame. Yeah. Like, if Guy Fieri's cloak was made for Prince.
Did you have an attack as well?
No, it was the standard action to do the corona.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, that was the attack. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry to cut it's you off
weird,
on your
it's
prince,
this weird, like, passive attack thing, you know?
That Vrasenea is going to full attack you, Roland. All right. And won't have any concealment on this one.
Like a bitch.
17 on the die. Pretty sure that gets it.
That's to do it. Roll that concealment, though.
It's not going to have concealment. No,
you're on the wrong side of the wall, my boy.
You're on the wrong side.
All right, that is 12 damage, 12 piercing damage.
You're going to take 2d6 of damage from that hit. Let's see if you're still up before you can do your second attack. That's 3 points of fire damage.
With 1 HP remaining, it's going to attack you on this death throw here. I mean, it's gonna take damage enough damage to die regardless. It doesn't know that. Wait. Natural.
No. You don't get to roll your second attack because you die on...
No, it had... It had 4 HP left. It took 3. I said it has 1 HP remaining, and now it's going to attack you again. No,
I see. Yeah. I thought you were saying it only had 1.
No. It had gotcha. 4.
Okay, gotcha.
Natural 3.
Nope.
15. Not going to get
stop.
It?
Stop it.
Stop. Just stop.
Isn't it bleeding,
just
though?
Just get out of here.
Want to bleed?
No, they died.
This one's not bleeding.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It just looked like it was bleeding.
I made that mistake earlier, too. I was like, what?
Just trying to get everything I can.
No, it is. I have bleeding and entangled on here.
Well, entangled was from when it was squeezing, which it's no longer doing.
No longer squeezing, but I do have a bleeding on here, which means
because of the successful trick attack. So.
Yes, the gadget did last turn.
So the bleeding will kill it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It wouldn't have died before because it only went down that low. But it wouldn't have hit you, right? So
it wouldn't have hit me, no.
It wouldn't have hit you just now. Didn't hit you just now, though.
Correct.
It would have been able to hit you as the opportunity attack.
Yeah.
Because it didn't take the bleed until its turn started.
Yeah.
Oh, see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, but it attacked me. It did 2 attacks, and the first one went through, and it shouldn't have, because that bleed would have killed it before it could even attack me. You just did 2 attacks.
Yes, yeah, so the last attack I did doesn't...
Count.
Doesn't go through.
Right.
Yeah. For 15 damage. Take 15 HP back. Morgan, you're up.
All right. It's going
to take 2d4 damage.
2d4, 5 total damage.
5 total damage. Okay. It's looking rough.
I'm sorry, but like I do have a reaction to it dying.
Okay, sure, man. Sure.
Well, that is the
no, it's okay.
Thing,
it's
right?
okay. I'm just ready to be done with this. So, like, go ahead, man.
I'm having a good time.
Okay.
And I would like to keep having a good time. So I'm going to do the thing that my character does because I finally got to be part of this fight.
Okay, I understand.
And I'm going to do the victory cry. And I'm going to be like, see my flames! Ooh. And restore some fucking stamina because okay. I need it.
Yeah. Welcome to Flavor Town.
How much stamina do you restore? Into 13. Just 13 nice. Stamina? Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Take a dirty 30 alongside that.
Oh. Fuck yes. I will.
Now can Morgan go?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Morgan.
And then
I took the damage.
You took the damage. I wish it would have died, but mm-hmm. it didn't. So
that's
I'm just,
the goal.
I am just going to shoot it.
Okay.
Shoot it.
Shoot it. okay. Oh yeah, baby. That's a 21. No, 23. I'm bad at math.
That's a hit.
There you go.
That's a hit.
All right. And this is not a whole lot of damage, but that is going to be 6 piercing.
6 piercing. It's still alive.
I hate
But just
that.
Barely.
Still alive.
That's my turn.
Vincent.
All right, so I am no longer paralyzed. Right?
You're free. You're free to act.
All right. Okay. All right.
Now's your time
what
to
the
shine.
What the hell just happened?
Mop it up.
All right. So he comes to, sees his wall of fog, and says, well, this won't do. And he's going to step back. Incur
and
a
shoot Morgan to get the yeah. fog to fall.
No,
incur 3d4
damage. It would still
damage.
Stay up what? Even if you it lost would. Concentration. Right, right. That is something to really consider with walls mm-hmm. going forward. Like even if you can't just dismiss
yeah.
them, they stay
they,
up.
They are.
You
know? Right. So I know I'm going to incur an attack of opportunity from that plant's reach.
It already took it.
Oh, it already me. Took it. Okay. All right. Cool then.
Well, did you actually go through the wall?
Yeah.
He did.
Yes.
Why are you doing this?
Because I want to fire without having to do a concealment check.
So you don't have to move.
You don't. Oh.
It does not have concealment from you.
Remember, it's, we decided yeah. the sides of the walls are totally yeah. different.
It's fair. John has been
That's
paralyzed
true.
For the first
yeah.
So move back to where you were. Take your right. attack.
Because
otherwise
don't worry I'd
have
about
to
cool. damage. Give me damage.
All right.
This... And this combat, dude. We have so many. You can't possibly edit this into anything cohesive.
Oh yeah,
I'm
this
sorry.
Is it, baby. We're doing it.
Yeah. All right. Are you attacking right. the creature?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Vincent,
full attack or single attack? Oh, go. I'm sorry.
Single attack. Lines up his line weapon to fire with an attack. I mean, with a 23 on the attack.
That's a hit.
All right. Let's see if I can kill it. Oh, okay. I thought that was 1 damage. It's 11 damage. Okay. So 11 damage.
11 total
yes.
damage?
11 total damage.
Vincent, you come out of this stupor having barely any idea what's going on, and you're like, oh, shit. Grab yeah. your gun, fire, and kill the last remaining.
Yes. Yeah, nice. I just imagine like there's that big fog wall, and all he really sees is just a shadow of what the hell it is.
Yeah,
and he's just
yeah.
like, oh shit, and it's just like lines up and just fires, you know, just out of reaction.
Roland says, "Vincent,
the fuck was that?
Well done, well done.
What just happened?
Well, just everyone, just wait for a moment. The fog will dissipate. Just in a moment.
No.
All right.
Oh, God,
we'll
he's
so
deaf.
All right.
As far as Vincent's concerned, these things are just like the aliens in Arrival.
That's a great movie. Yeah.